The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7 after 7 in the morning here.
Well, good morning.
On the 19th of October, and I'm trying to fix my microphone. Seems like every time that we come in on a Monday...
Well, we do have the largest station. This station, KCNR, has the largest amount of local shows on the weekend. So, you know, there's probably about 30 people that come through here with guests and hosts. So... You know, yeah, there's a little adjusting on Monday.
Going on
a little body adjusting on Monday morning, too. Get ourselves in there.
Our phone lines are 605-4565. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Got you in the middle, pushing all those buttons and getting
them
going,
so
huh?
I was setting up to do a recording here. So.
Oh, okay. What's the weather look like this week, honey?
Well, good morning, everybody. It's currently 52 degrees. It looks like we're going to have a high today of 79. Can you believe that? Almost 80. 56 tonight. Tuesday calls for 84 and 54. Wednesday calls for 86. Looks like we're kind of in that still that beautiful mid-October 80s. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool, still cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, where they are locally owned and operated and give veteran and senior discounts. 365-3793.
There you go.
Wow, did we have a big week, and you want to kind of just cover what we did this weekend?
Friday night, you know, we covered the River Bowl, and we had our friends Kyle and Ron out there covering the ball.
Happy belated birthday, Ron Largent.
Ron Largent, who's 76 on Friday, and he rode 76 miles on his bicycle. So, you know, I'd like to be able to drive 76. I'd like to be able to drive 76 miles when I'm 76. What else happened? Of course, the Harvest of Hope. Went to that for Good News Rescue Mission.
And it was beautiful.
Thanks to Linda and Gary Catt for inviting us. We saw Aaron and...
A guy named Elder Bassage was the... Bassard was the speaker. And, well, I'll tell you what, when you hear of somebody who was born into a cult, then became a gangbanger, and then you see their lives as they're able to pull out of that. But it's not just about themselves. It's about the people around them, the people who believe in them. And it was just so motivational. And next year, they're going to have a speaker that's the lady. I can't think of her name right now.
They're making a movie out of her ordeal where she was kidnapped by an escaped fugitive and held hostage. And how she reached him with this book that somebody had given her because she was on her, she was on her path of destruction too.
Math and stuff.
So, but the one thing he said, Broussard said, and it's really, he is a good speaker, and he was, if you look up his name, his father had been a pro basketball player and went down to L.A. and he played for Portland, and he went down to L.A. and he started his own church. And this church was I guess you could be called a cult, but this man was raised in this and thought everything around him was normal to have 35 kids around his own age around him all the time, that they all slept together and men on one or boys on one side of the gym, girls on the other side. He ends up, like Linda says, he ends up in jail for shooting three people, and the story is how he after he got out and he just tried to he went to work for Lowe's. Was it Lowe's or Home Depot? Do you remember?
Costco and Home Depot.
Home Depot.
But he went to Costco, he said, which was like
He went started at Home Depot, and then he went to Costco, and he said it was like the pinnacle of where he wanted to go. But he did it because people believed in him and had faith in him, and that he was talking one day, and his boss would always throw out to him, well, you don't know because you didn't go to jail like that. You didn't come from that background. And he stood up and he said, I did come from that background. I was a gangbanger. I was in jail.
Because his record was expunged. They didn't have any history on him.
Yeah. His lawyer, who had committed suicide while he was still in jail, had put forward the paperwork to have his record expunged. I guess the big thing out of the whole evening, though, is what he said at the end, is you are not giving this money to help these people on the street. You're not giving this money to help the Good News Rescue Mission. You're not giving this money for any other reason but to help yourself. Giving helps yourself. It's not for them. It's for you. And what you know what? That message is probably the first one that's touched me because, you know, kind of think, oh, okay, here's somebody else that, oh, gee, I made the wrong decisions, and, you know, but now, you know, here I am 20 years later back on the good track. I mean, okay, that's fine. Good. Glad for you. But what about all the ones that made the right decisions and are on the right track and, you know, all these things? Just middle America, people like Bob and Brenda and other Bob, you know, just made the right decisions and didn't get on drugs, didn't do all this stuff, didn't end up in jail. But in this case, his message of you're not helping other people when you do things for them. You're helping yourself. It makes you a better person. And the way he structured it was just amazing. So.
He was a wonderful speaker, right. And congratulations to, of course, Harvest of Hope and the mission. And there were so many beautiful testimonies. So far with Journey Home, they've placed 87 people back with their families. And many times the convictions or what they were saying on stage was that aunts. We've been looking for our aunt for a long time, or we've been looking for our daughter, and so they make the connections, and they send these people and reunite them back with their family that have become lost and homeless. So 87 people, that was the number. And then, you know, we had a big full day yesterday as well. So anyway, but going back, congratulations to the mission and the Harvest of Hope. I think there was close to 900 people there.
Yeah, it was a lot of people. And, you know, we get involved in a lot of events for charity events and this, and our group of friends bought a Days of Wine and Roses.
DAYZ. That's what it was for.
DAZE. Uh-huh. Days of Wine and Roses, and over at the Skopitis' house. And what a beautiful home they have, and how nice they were. The highlight of the whole evening. They had us all out in the garage helping them clean up. No. Looking at the paintings, but also looking at the whole evening was
beautiful.
Perfect.
And
it was
Moonstone
perfect. Thank you so much.
Food.
Right. Thank you so much to the Skopitis family for
who donated this
at their own home.
Fundraiser for Turtle Bay.
We went out and we looked at Jan's Tesla.
Wow.
Talking to and her husband is sitting there, and he goes, I said, this thing's pretty fast. And he goes, yeah. He took his vet out and that Tesla out on the drag strip out here at Shasta. Tesla shut him down. And he says, hey, you want to see the engine? So everybody walks around to the front. He opens up. There's nothing in there. The engine isn't there. The motors are on back on the wheels.
Yeah.
And they go directly to the wheels. And when the torque starts, in a carbon-based fuel monster, it'll go up and then it eases off. An electric car like this, it just keeps going. It's probably the fastest car in town, except there's three other Teslas in town now.
That's pretty remarkable. And I'll agree, electrics are the way we want to go, but don't call them zero emission because the power had to come from somewhere.
The car itself is zero emission.
Right. But you still have to charge it with something.
Yes.
So it's a little disingenuous when the environmentalists say, oh, this is the way, it's less efficient to make the power someplace else and deliver it to the car.
It's like a spaceship.
Right. So, but the technology, that's the way we need to go.
Now, one thing did come up yesterday, and we spent probably 10 minutes at the table talking about it, is people that they turned to it and said, look, Do you really believe in that Sleep Number bed?
Yeah, it's true.
Because
it's,
they're looking for...
They're looking for mattresses, and they you know, yeah. We know you talk about it all the time.
Absolutely, we believe in Sleep
Number. So what did we say? Okay, so I said, okay, look, had a couple trips this in October, went down to the beach to visit some girlfriends, and then we went to Denver. Okay, so you don't really realize how much you miss your Sleep Number until you take a trip and sleep on another mattress. I couldn't wait to get home and sleep in my Sleep Number bed, and it's the truth. So this is what we were saying last night over the dinner table. It was fantastic. And right now...
Well, right now, you can get a Sleep Number bed, and it starts at just $7.99. The thing about it, though, is my Sleep Number setting is 50. Linda's Sleep Number 7 is 40. And this is what we explained, is that how everybody was saying is that when it's... He needs to sleep on really a firm mattress, the one couple. But it's too hard for me. So, well, here you go. This is a perfect reason to get a Sleep Number. That and, you know, how you can elevate up and down in it, with the right kind of bed. And you can raise yourself up into that sitting position. And it's a good bed. It's made in the United States. It's guaranteed. It's number one in Consumer Reports. It doesn't get any better than that. But the only way you're going to get one is to go over to the Target Shopping Center, go into the Sleep Number store, talk to Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals there, and see what they have. Talk to them about the Sleep IQ technology. Talk to them about the bed. And remember, it's just $7.99. They start at $7.99. And how much is a great night's sleep worth? Because I tell you, this one works for us. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning here on the 19th of October. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. That is, Shasta Regional is treating people well and has been for over 70 years. Who will the next House Speaker be? You know, we've got, after the fiasco that's happened, last week or a couple of weeks ago with the guy that was the one of the McConnell or McCorm, what was it?
McCarthy.
Oh, McCarthy. Yeah, I see. I already forget his name. After his beautiful move about talking about the Benghazi congressional hearings, and so now they're saying, well, Ryan's the top, one of the top runners, and yet the conservatives are saying, no, he's not, and. So we don't know who's going to be. It's just, it's really just stupid, guys. You guys are being up there being just stupid. That y'all can't find something. It is. It's stupid. Because here you're going into a presidential race. A presidential race. You've got three people that are totally out of the political spectrum, haven't written a bill, have never even sat in a maybe in high school they were on the part of the debating committee or something, but they were part of something in high school, like they were the class secretary or something, but they have no experience. So this tells me, and it should tell you all, that people are tired of politicians. And then here you are, the GOP, the party that's supposed to set things right, are beating each other up, hitting each other with sledgehammers, and you can't get it together. Y'all are being stupid. And if you can't work together, how in the hell will you ever be able to work with the Democrats? How will you all ever, in hell, move us forward in the right direction for this country? How will you do that? You can't even get along. You can't even get along at that. You can't even get along among yourselves. You need to come out strong, get united, and start pushing some stuff. And then force McConnell to force the issue over there in the Senate and start putting bills out and making either President Obama sign them or veto them. Give it back to the Democrats. Hey, we passed it. Here you go. You vetoed it. Well, sorry. That was President Obama that vetoed it. We can't change it, but just one little part, or just here's one part, one bill. Hey, he vetoes it. So let him own it. Let the Democrats own it, like they do like they should own everything that happens here in California. Everything. The Democrats control everything. So anything that happens in this state that's good, hurrah for the Democrats. Anything that happens bad, boo. Bad on the Democrats. And I just heard yesterday that Charles Schwab.
He's leaving California.
He's been leaving for 2 years. Did you know that? You knew that?
I had heard from a friend that Chuck was leaving.
Charles Schwab, who started in San Francisco, has got how many thousands of people working for him? He's got, they're down there in, their big building down there. He's moving them to Denver, Colorado. And he said, anybody that wants to go, I'll pay your way there. I'll get you there. And it's not going to be you have to pay your own way to get there. No,
well,
I'll move you.
Directly affected the family that we were with last night because their daughter or son, their family, works for Charles Schwab. So they're going to Denver.
Tell them why. That.
Well, he asked the state of California, please work with me on my taxes. Please work with me on the taxes. And he just couldn't afford to continue with the work that he wanted to work with the tax base that is based in California. No leniency, no whatever. And so, okay, just going to move out of state.
So I'm taking all these jobs and all this tax money, and I'm moving. Just like Tesla moved, just like everybody else moved out of the state. Congratulations again, state of California.
The last business to leave, please turn off the lights.
At what point? And then now they want more things to give away. And Brown, the most conservative Democrat in Sacramento that's got an elected office, is vetoing them. Are you saying, no, we're not going to do this. We can't afford to do this. You know, we can't afford to do that. You know, I mean, they just keep asking for more and more and more and more. So who pays for this? Oh, we just keep raising taxes.
On businesses and driving them.
Businesses and, oh, well, you know what? If pretty soon we're going to start paying, you know, taxes on bullets. If Gavin Newsom gets his way, every time you go down to the store and pick up a box of 22s or 17s, you're going to go in and you're going to have to show, you know, I think you're going to show identity. You have to show a card that says you can buy ammo, and then you have to wait for 10 days. I mean, why? Why? I mean, why is it? And then Gavin wants you and to sell your personal property. If you've got a magazine that's over 10 rounds, oh, you, I want those magazines. I want them out of this state. So, for what reason? For what reason? What if I had a magazine I've had since, you know, 1974, you know, from one of the rifles I had, and it's a 20-round magazine or a 30-round magazine? Why do you want that back?
Yeah. Well, I find it interesting. Oregon has a shooting. California passes laws. Sorry?
Well, we have to lead. We have to lead this because Hillary, did you see today, is Hillary says, hey, I'm throwing gun control right into the fight. Well, good, Hillary. I hope you do, because Hillary wants to do a buyback. She wants to close all those little loopholes. But then when somebody said, well, you know, Australia bought back all their guns, and she said, oh, that's an interesting plan, or words to that effect. What they did was they passed a law that says you couldn't have any these types of guns. And we're going to buy them back from you, and you don't have any choice. In other words, they confiscated all the guns in Australia.
Well, interesting. Interesting. Okay, two things here, Carl, regarding guns. Okay, you're going to be teaching along with Ted Leidy an advanced pistol class on Saturday.
Sunday.
Or Sunday, excuse me, the 25th. There's a couple spaces left. Last night at the again we
won't name names.
We won't name names, but there was 10 people, and it was the interesting that there were a couple comments at the table of this would never happen in Los Angeles or San Francisco or other circles, and here we are in Redding, California, and every single one of those people at the table were talking about taking the gun class, having a concealed carry, upping their carry permit and doing the advanced class. And we all kind of just stopped and laughed because now we're talking about across the spectrum here of people and what they do.
Doctors, engineers, stock investors.
Just people across the board of what they do.
Consultants is what
I meant. And that we sat there and talked about that last night. And you were talking about the politics with what's happening in California.
Well, yeah. Well, it's just what's happening in our town is the scary part. Where it takes us 16 minutes to get a policeman in an emergency to get them on the site of somebody getting beat up or a house getting broken into. So if you can't protect yourself and your loved ones,
it's a reactive force.
It is because they're so small. Seven officers. And, you know, maybe we shouldn't keep beating that drum, except I know that I've talked to a couple of city council people. And they've said things like, you know, this blueprint for safety call says we don't need any more police. How stupid is that? Who in the hell are these people doing this blueprint anyway? Have any of them got police experience? I heard one of them has like 3 years, and the other one's never been in the police department, but he's a consultant. A consultant. Let me tell you a quick story about a consultant. A consultant went out to a sheep herder. He drives up in his Range Rover, and he says, hey, I'm a consultant, and if I can tell you exactly how many sheep you have out here, can I have one? And he says, sure. And so the guy goes, he gets on his computer, he gets these, you know, the sky view shots, and he breaks them down into sectors, and he does, and his computer counts them all up, and he runs over and he says 5,032. He goes, well, you're right. Then consultant grabs one of the animals, throws it in his car, and he says, look, if I can tell you what you are, can I have that animal back? He says, yeah. He says, you're a consultant. Well, yeah, why? And he says, you're from the feds, right? Well, yeah, why? Because you came out here to offer me a service I didn't want. You used a lot of money in having that service because I already knew what the answer was. And at the end, you took my dog. We'll be right back after these messages.
Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.com.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Yeah. Good Monday morning to you, 7:33 here on KCNR 1460. It's the 19th. Yes, the 19th of October. Mark your calendars. Monday. Make it a fabulous day. It's currently 52 degrees, partly sunny today with temperatures rising, up to 79. This was reading about Ronda Rousey, so I was in the Rousey part. 56 tonight. Tuesday, high of 84, low of 54. Wednesday calls for a high of 86, sunny and very warm with our temperatures around 51. Thursday calls for partly sunny with 83 and Friday 81. Beautiful week ahead of us. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned company where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, with a great selection of any type of jewelry you can imagine. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. If you don't see it there, it doesn't exist, or Leonard will get it for you. Give him a call, 222-2750, or stop by Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Our guest is Bob Dunlap, retired master, what do you, it's Sergeant Major? Is it a
Chief Master Sergeant?
Chief Master Sergeant. Okay. It was Air Force, and I always get confused by those and would be saluting E2s because they wore things on their collars that looked like stars. And you are a former Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on again.
You betcha.
All right. Well, you're here to get our listeners interested and excited about the Spaghetti Dinner fundraiser. And this is to support funds that are going to go towards the U.S. Air Force Memorial that, of course, is going to go up into the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo.
That's right. This is the first of the five service memorials that have been approved to go at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo. And about 3 years ago, we started on this long journey to get the memorial erected. And we've gone through all the wickets of the state approval process, and we've really diligently been raising funds to make this happen. And the memorial itself was designed by a Vietnam veteran, Carl Turner. And
He did the Vietnam
Veterans right. Memorial Monument, and he did the design basically for mm-hmm. this. The memorial is being developed by Steve Trammell at Eagle Ironworks and his son Kay, and he's also a Vietnam veteran, local guy. And it's essentially the monument is a globe, signifying planet Earth,
mm-hmm.
with a contrail. It starts at the United States of America, circles around the world, and then goes off into the outer space, signifying our global mission and out into the wild blue yonder.
All well, right. You made a lot of
followers.
Made a lot of chemtrailers happy on that one.
All right, so the event.
There it is. It's all over the United States, and it's going into space. Yeah. You know, you guys know how to pick a fight,
yeah.
don't you?
Well, it's a good cause. It's the right fight, I think. But so we're in the process of raising funds. To do that, this Saturday we're having a spaghetti dinner fundraiser that's going to be put together by the gals at the Classic Cafe, who always support veterans' activities. And
Millie and Kathy,
wonderful folks. We encourage your support of their business. They're always supporting veterans businesses. So this is going to be from 5 to 9 at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Admission is $15 for adults, $5 for children under 7. It's a spaghetti dinner with all the fixings, drinks, the whole thing there. And we're going to have raffles, auctions, prizes, entertainment. We actually found a band who was made up partially of residents from the veterans' home.
Oh, fun.
And one of our gals, Molly Watson, who's on the committee, Air Force veteran, heard some of these bands performing at Benton Park a few weeks ago, and she said, hey, there's some of my guys there. And Molly works at the veterans' home, and she said, that's one of my guys. I wonder if they'll perform for us. And sure enough, they said, yeah, they'd be happy to do that. So we got entertainment. We got a lot of fun things to do. But remember, the cause is for the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery.
And again, the date is this Saturday, October 24th. Again, so when you're looking at it, already feels like our October is getting really. We're already almost through October. This Saturday,
October's done.
Saturday, October 24th, 5 to 9. Just want to drive that home one more time. Right now. Right now, get your tickets, right? Or can you pay at the door?
You can pay at the door. The folks at Classic Cafe have tickets you can get from them, or at the door is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to be present to win the raffle, the auction items. We'll save those and get those to you. But a fun night for a great cause.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. We always love having you on, and you know, I know you've worked really hard in supporting the veterans in our community. So thanks so much, Bob.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Okay, is Henry still... Did Henry lose Henry?
Henry has disconnected.
Oh, sorry, Henry.
Well, Henry...
Call back.
Call back. Okay, Bob Dunlap with the Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser for the supporting the U.S. Air Force Memorial, which is going to be out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. And it's going to be this Saturday from 5 to 9. Tickets only $15, $5 for children 7 and under. And you can pick up tickets at Classic Cafe off Athens Avenue. Any Air Force Memorial Committee member are at the door. So reach out. Help. Remember, it's the United States Air Force, and we have a sister service of ours. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show, however, has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business with Espresso Joe's. It's getting 52 today, so you're down there warming your little hands up. In cockles of your heart with the brews they have at Tobacco and Brew. The also, you walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. I can say that. And every tobacco accoutrement you could possibly want. All of it right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for veterans at a Special Joe's. What you got there, Bob?
Henry's back on the line.
Henry,
take him before the break.
Yeah, I am. Hey, Henry, good morning.
Yeah, you were talking about people leaving California, and I got a call last Tuesday from Chris at Reno Tahoe Development Corporation over there. I've been working with them off and on over a couple of years. And they offered me a situation over there where I could put in a residential subdivision on 4,000 acres. Off the top, they figured about 8,000 houses. And they told me that, well, Kisla is just about built out over there. They're pretty well going. And also a large, some kind of a computer outfit is buying a piece of ground that'll employ 3,000 people. He didn't give me the name of it. Within the development. And Apple is just completing 24 buildings adjacent to their project.
Apple?
Wow. Apple, yes. They're completing 24 buildings now.
Well, I would say, are you going to do it?
Unfortunately, I had to turn it down because of my wife's illness.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I've turned it over to a protege of mine who can handle it very well.
Well, it's true. More and more that's going to happen.
That's a small town.
It's a small town. You got it.
Consequently, those people are pulling a major out of California once a month and have been for the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, I know, and people don't realize it. They just keep going the way they are. Texas, Nevada, Colorado, all these places. Anyway.
Yeah, if you get a chance and want to go over to put a nickel in a slot machine in Reno, you ought to drive out there and tour that development.
We could do that because that would be a work thing. We could just drive over.
Plus,
and
we have
and
a couple. We won a couple nights free.
Yeah.
Let's see. Actually, no, it's a safari club. We bid on a little two-nighter thing.
Yeah, so see, it wasn't free.
Well, we only went back into a good cause.
Henry,
so.
Thanks a lot. thanks for putting a point of impact on the on statements we were making here.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye. We're going to be right back after these messages.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
From the moment you walk into Wellgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Wellgate Sports Club Redding's premier lifestyle center. Wellgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Wellgate Sports Club features Redding's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Wellgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day. Get out of the gym and into the club. Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Redding. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Wellgate Sports Club. First-class fitness you have to see to believe.
Some things in life you can just rely on.
like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 14 minutes until 8 o'clock here on Monday the 19th. Going up to 76 today, about 53 right now. It's going to be a nice day. All week it's going to be cooler. I think we finally busted the...
under 90.
Under 90. Maybe even... under 90 this whole week.
Currently 52 degrees.
Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, Mighty Fine Foods has got it all. I tell you what. Not only are they one the best locally owned store around here, they've got 250 different kinds of beers. And
growing.
And Ted Lighty's ears perked up on that. Over 350 right. liquor and wine choices. They have breakfast in the morning now. They have barbecue on Fridays. They have it all.
Takeout pizza.
Everything. Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes, right there in Bella Vista. Locally owned. Father and son run it. Now, here's the other thing. Kyle DeFore, the son, is also calling our football games. He was also calling the River Bowl. And this guy is good. He can do anything. And so go on out there. Check out Mighty Fine Foods, the world's largest convenience store or the world's smallest grocery store that has everything in it. You can call anything you want, except people are friendly, people are courteous, and the place is absolutely spotless.
And they're also on the way to the gun range.
Right, yeah,
on the way to the gun range.
But they when it comes to around Veterans Day, they really do give veteran discounts. I mean, where do you see that at grocery stores? So it's really cool that they do those kinds of things. They honor our veterans, very involved in the community, and so we need to just support that. They support the community big time.
There you go.
I go there and eat lunch every time I'm at the gun range.
Oh, yeah? Good. Yeah,
it is a nice store with nice people.
He also knocks back a six-pack. But
you had a nice article, Ted Lighty, on the news the other day. A week back?
Last week.
I did, yeah. It was last week with Madison Wade from Channel 7. She wanted to kind of get a rundown on the new CCW law that's going to change the California Penal Code. And CCW holders will no longer be able to carry a firearm on school grounds.
Okay,
now,
here's
going to surprise some of your listeners that they even can right now. But
was something that we taught in the class, but we didn't really emphasize it. It just says that you can. Okay, if the average active shooter maniac is shooting, how long does it last?
5 minutes.
5 to 12 minutes at the most, but around that 5 minute mark. Okay, here's the second part of the question. See if you were listening. How long does it take our police to get anywhere on an emergency in this town as an average?
16 minutes.
16 minutes. Okay. Northern Firearms Instruction.
Northern Firearms Instruction.
There you go.
Get your instruction today. Go get your CCW.
And you guys are doing an advanced on the 25th.
We're doing an advanced next Sunday. We have three seats left.
Three seats. All right.
Three seats. Okay. I may have oversold it then, so I'm going to call some people.
Okay.
And, but we'll see. We're going to fill it up. Plus, there's another one that other people would like to run, another advanced class, which I think we could do. Okay. We're here with Dr. Maria Sals.
No, I would like to do the next advanced one, too.
Okay.
Set it up, people.
But we are here with Dr. Maria
Sals. On the 25th, we'll talk about it.
And retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. Okay. Maria.
Yes, sir.
We are here to talk about an event that's happening in November, but it's a big one. It's an important one. I urge everybody to sip your coffee, put the bacon down, and listen to what's going on.
November, it's a Monday, November 16th, at Reading Civic Auditorium, we have Chris Peranto coming. We've invited him. He is one of the Benghazi heroes. He is one of the three that wrote the book 13 Hours in Benghazi. And the movie is coming out in January. The book is already out. You can get it at, where'd you go? To Barnes & Noble.
I went to Barnes & Noble.
Yes. We have ordered about 100 right now. We, meaning Writer Republican Women, have ordered 100 that you can purchase that night.
Yes.
And they're going to be signed, or you could get it signed by him.
Good. We want to do that. We'll stand in line for that.
Yes. So, yeah, if you're gulping that coffee right now, gulp it really quick because you want to hear that you can get your tickets at Reading Civic Auditorium now. They're on sale now. Mm-hmm. So
let me talk about
this. There are floor tickets and there are VIP. We'll talk about that in a second.
Let me talk about this guy. You know, Benghazi has been in the news ever since it happened. We lose an ambassador, we were told for weeks afterwards it was caused by a videotape, which was absolutely stupid and it had nothing to do with it. But the truth still hasn't come out totally on what's happened there. But the one thing that we do know is that Chris Stevens was there in Benghazi in the embassy. It wasn't an embassy, but in a consulate building in Benghazi. That he was there with just a couple of security people, and they were relying on the Libyans to guard him. And you've read the book, though, right? Okay, but this is just background. And when the stuff started going down, they were asking for help. They couldn't get any. They had a team back in the capital in Tripoli. They couldn't. Wasn't launched. There were five contractors, and we always use that term contractors, and people sneer at that term. There are five contractors in a building a block and a half away. Hey, give us permission. We can go down there and help. There's some bad stuff going on down there. That permission was refused. Am I right so far?
Yes.
These five then took it upon themselves to...
Well, they went ahead and disobeyed an order. They never got permission to assault the compound to go try to save the ambassador. They went ahead and disobeyed a direct order and headed out across the city on their own, on the feet.
You said from, and in the book they're calling him Bob, correct? You said who did they disobey the order from in the book?
Yeah, it was Bob. Bob was a civilian security.
Yeah, they're all, and let's not...
Yeah, but it comes from the State Department.
The whole thing though is you're a civilian contractor. You work for your boss, whoever that is, who is the liaison.
Civilian contractors.
Right, they're all civilian contractors. They're all former Army and Navy, or
right.
Army, Navy,
and Marines.
And Marines were there. They had the big thing also is that you work for a company that is contracted for by our government. So when they asked for permission to go over there and help, because they knew what was going down, they knew who was there, their counterpart that was above them asked the State Department, who said no. Is that correct?
Completely correct. And not only that, but there was a contingent of Libyan militia there on the compound that was supposed to help protect the diplomats. But unfortunately, they were automatically invisible.
They just disappeared.
There wasn't a soul on there.
Some people know. I was a contractor like this in Iraq, and we had our security group of Iraqis, but we never left this one area. We never left the area unprotected. We always had at least two Americans here. And we would cycle through because we get attacked at night, and our Iraqis sometimes couldn't be found, or they go into the flower of death where they shoot in all different directions, no matter where the fire's coming from. So it doesn't surprise me to see that this kind of thing is. Plus the fact that this was a complex attack that was going on. I mean, this was mortars, machine guns, and small arms fire. And when you have a complex, coordinated attack like that, they didn't know what to do. So to say this was just a riot that got out of hand is wrong.
No, it absolutely wasn't. As a matter of fact, they had surveillance and reconnaissance organizations set up the day before September 11, 2012, taking photos of the inside of the compound. So they knew. Yeah, it was very, very strategic, and it was very organized.
And it worked.
When you said they didn't know what to do, you mean the State Department?
The Iraqis didn't know what to do. When all that started, the Libyans didn't know what to do.
Okay.
Yeah, the Libyans, when all this happened, you know, they're seeing mortars, they're seeing rockets, they're seeing this. And probably half the people are out there fighting, they know. So they just kind of dissipated. So the gentleman that's coming here,
Chris Peronto, on
November 16th, was one of the three survivors of that fight.
Hmm. Yeah, and one of the three that wrote the book, 13 right. Hours in Benghazi. these guys are actually going to be, once they leave us here in Reading, they're going to be all over. I mean, because the movie's coming out now in January.
Right.
They're going to be on the East Coast already.
So the Republican women, Reading Republican women, which, you know, I love you guys. How did y'all find him? I mean, where were your tentacles out to bring this guy
in? So I want to give a shout out to Kathy Kinnear. She is the person that's leading this event. And the main chair of the event, she met his agent, Chris Peronto's agent, which if you're on Twitter or something like that, you can hashtag Tonto. That's his nickname, Tonto. And it's Chris Peronto, Mark Geist, and John Tegan are the three that that lived and are the co-authors of 13 Hours in Benghazi. So they hooked it up and, you know, they're trying to get the truth out. And if you're coming from someone like me, that's my perspective of, I'm not coming from the military perspective. I wasn't a contractor like you, Carl. I'm coming from this everyday person of, I don't know what happened that night, and I want to know. So who better to hear it from, right?
Especially right now. Especially right now during our elections about here's the truth on the ground, right?
Yeah, and I think this is what's important to me, is you got guys that were there on the ground when they said they couldn't send people in from Tripoli. So you had these guys on the ground that perhaps if they had been told earlier to get moving, they could have gotten through there and gotten there in time to save Stevens, who died of smoke inhalation, supposedly.
Yeah.
And yet you see photos of him being carried around by the people in the crowd that say, oh, we're just taking him to the hospital. I just find the whole thing amazing. And, you know, frankly, if the State Department had just said at the beginning, you know what, we didn't see this thing coming, and we were not prepared for that, then I think that could have ended a lot of the hysteria that's going on. Can you close that door, please? Thanks. Sorry. There's just a lot of people
that's right.
talking.
And we also need to talk about tickets because that's happening here
right.
quickly.
We've only got a couple of minutes.
And get Maria on here to talk about, you have a VIP, a floor seats and VIP. How much do they cost? What does that mean, VIP versus floor? You know, let's just get it out there.
So floor tickets are $35. VIP tickets are up at the top. Upstairs, there will be wine, appetizers. There will be a meet and greet with him afterward. You can do a selfie, you can take a picture with Chris Peronto and chat with him, say thank you for his service. He was an Army Ranger before a contractor, and he lived. He has a family, he has kids. So anyway, so you can buy those tickets at Reading Civic Auditorium.
The VIP costs how much?
$75.
Okay, so that's meet, greet, get to sit up on top with food and
yes,
wine.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then there are also sponsorship opportunities available. So you can go ahead and call me at 227-3984 on my cell phone, 227-3984, and we can custom that for you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Last one was Marcus Luttrell. That was here for...
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Last Man...
Lone survivor.
Oh.
And it filled up the Civic. So here's your chance to get these tickets. We're going to be talking a lot more about it between now and then, too.
Thank you.
So, again, what's the phone number?
You can call me at 530-227-3984.
Okay.
Or you can get tickets on the Civic Auditorium website.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, right. Go straight there to get your tickets.
Okay.
Ted, Maria, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to talk about this some more this week.
We'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling on Israel and the Palestinians to take urgent action to end what he calls a current senseless violence taking place in Israel. Speaking in Madrid, Kerry said Israel for now is resisting the temptation to make any new changes at the Temple Mount.
We don't contemplate any change, but nor does Israel. Israel understands the importance of that status quo.
A change in that status quo at the Temple Mount would mean allowing Jews to openly pray there. A court has ruled they have the right to do so, but security forces currently forbid that because it's almost certain to incite Palestinian violence. Meanwhile, it appears to have been a case of mistaken identity as Israelis who came under attack once again by a Palestinian thought another man was involved and fought back against him. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
An Eritrean migrant was mistaken as being an attacker. The migrant was shot by a security guard, and then a mob sort of jumped on him and began kicking him.
And at the hospital, the doctor said the man died of a combination of those things. Word today, meanwhile, from Afghanistan's acting defense minister that sheds new light on the bombing of Doctors Without Borders, a hospital earlier this month in which 22 people were killed. He says no question about it, the Taliban was using that building to carry out its operations. Correspondent Lynn O'Donnell.
It's the first time that an Afghan official has come out and said it definitively. It also reflects what Afghan officials were saying in the immediate aftermath.
Meanwhile, the medical charity has repeatedly denied the presence of Taliban. With the Benghazi hearing set to resume this week, the House Government Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy told CBS's Face the Nation that politics is not motivating those hearings.
The seven members of my committee are much more focused on the four dead Americans than we are anyone's presidential aspirations.
Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State when Muslim extremists attacked the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, leaving four Americans dead. On Wall Street, a struggle for the major indexes, a Dow down 42 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Iraq, Afghanistan. For our troops, the war on terror means multiple deployments and grievous losses. 400,000 diagnosed with PTSD. How can you give hope to these heroes, the troops who fight for your freedom? Through MilitaryBibleStick.com and a digital player that's preloaded with the audio New Testament.
Many nights when I'm out at my post, when, you know, frustration and depression set in, I can turn on the Military Bible Stick and find solace.
I really needed a lift up to hear his assuring voice, and it was there.
Our heroes need to know they're not forgotten and that you honor their sacrifice. Visit MilitaryBibleStick.com. $25 provides the Military Bible Stick for one troop in our armed forces. $25 can bring God's peace on the battlefield. Call 800-800-2555 or visit MilitaryBibleStick.com.
Canada's Conservative Prime Minister is seeking a rare fourth term in today's election.
Canadian leader Stephen Harper is in a tight race against Liberal Justin Trudeau. Harper has done what many thought impossible since coming to power in 2006. He won three consecutive elections and nudged a traditionally center-left country to the right. Relations with the Obama administration have soured over the Keystone XL pipeline, which Harper strongly supports.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Interior Department announced on Friday it is canceling future lease sales and will not extend current leases in Arctic waters off of Alaska's northern shoreline. The decision significantly reduces the chances of future Arctic offshore drilling. Meanwhile, benchmark U.S. crude oil slipped but remained above $47.17 in trading today on the New York Mercantile Exchange. A dollar gained against the yen and was weaker against the euro. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The United Nations Atomic Agency says Iran has agreed to allow greater monitoring of Tehran's commitment to the nuclear deal it signed with six world powers. Correspondent George John reports it is a significant concession.
Today was the day that the agreement comes into force. So this is an important day for both sides, and this agreement by Iran to basically honor what it said it would do as far as more strict inspections are concerned shows that it is quite serious at this point about keeping its end of the deal.
The so-called additional protocol allows short-notice inspections of sites where the IAEA may suspect undeclared nuclear activities. Independent audits, meantime, show that the State Department was among the worst agencies in the federal government at protecting its computer networks while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State between 2009 and 2013, and the audits say the department's cybersecurity continued to get worse under John Kerry. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 19th of October, 2015, a Monday. Only seven more working days till next Monday. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. At least we were a couple minutes ago. Dad Bob, what's it look like for weather today?
Plenty of sunshine today, a high of 76. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. We'll move back up into the 80s later in the week. But looks like we are well clear of those triple digits. Next chance of rain, not till after the weekend, and that is sketchy at best. And currently in Ready, we have 53 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Locally owned, won awards for hiring veterans, the Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I am good. Looking forward to the presentation at the Civic that you were talking about before the break.
I think this is going to be really, you know, I've seen previews to it, and I'm going to go pick up the book anyway and read it so I can have a better idea. But it sounds like there are some young men or men not so young that went against their boss's orders to go over and try and save somebody. If they'd been released earlier, who knows? Who knows? We may have saved them. So anyway,
yes.
What's going on tonight?
Well, tonight we have a fantastic guest coming, Trevor Loudon. He's come all the way from New Zealand to speak to us. He's on kind of a tour across the United States, and he has done extensive research about some of the people who are in the administration's connections with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Okay.
And he's going to be speaking tonight at the Tea Party at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road. He's written a book called The Enemies Within, where he has documented his extensive research on these people. And he's just trying to get the word out so Americans know what we're dealing with in the White House.
Okay. And that starts at 6 o'clock tonight.
6 o'clock tonight.
At the Destiny Fellowship Church off of
South Bonneview, 2570 South Bonneview.
That's right. And get a seat early. The place will probably be full.
Yes, that would be wise.
Okay, Sally,
all right,
thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
It's 8 after 8 here in the morning here at KCNR 1460. Let's go to our guest here. Joe Comente, hello.
Good morning.
And you are the president, is it president or
executive director?
Executive director of the Builders
Exchange. Shasta Builders Exchange, right. Yes.
So how do you like that?
I like it a lot. We've got a lot going on.
Tell us what the Builders Exchange does.
It does a couple of things. And I first want to say this organization has a very storied history in this community and has been providing valued service since 1955. There are three basic premises or pillars that we focus on. One is political advocacy. We not only want to support the construction industry, we want to promote quality economic development. So we want to work with local agencies, political agencies, not-for-profit agencies, for-profit agencies to drive business, positive business in the community. The next thing we want to do is create a trade-ready workforce. One of the areas of education that we feel is lacking is trade training. A lot of young people are I don't want to say they're told or forced, but a lot of emphasis is put on them going to college. And certainly there's nothing wrong with college. I was a history and political science major in college. I support that heavily. But there's also a need for trades. And there are millions of jobs right now that are not being filled because there aren't qualified tradespeople.
How'd that history and political science degree work for you, huh, buddy?
Well, you know, I could talk about a lot of topics. You can't make a lot of money doing it, but...
Well, I could be teaching in Snow Lake, Idaho right now. And okay. You know what? I agree with you 1,000%. There's people that I'm in all form. Hey, go to college. But people need to also think about these blue, you know, the quote blue collar jobs.
Sure.
That makes more money than the white collar jobs that their maybe their counterparts went off and by starting their own businesses and electricians and plumbers and construction crews and, you know, being able to drive heavy equipment.
Absolutely.
All of these things. And they can get this, they can get into this relatively easy.
Yes. This is it's a simple program. Right now we are focused on electricians. We offer a 4-year, 8-semester program that's very affordable. And it's a pathway to journeyman. So when they come out, they're at the journeyman level.
Okay. Now, what's a journeyman?
It's someone who's experienced to go on the job and not need consistent supervision. Certainly whoever owns the business or whoever is the general contractor will want to oversee what's going on. But this person is qualified to look at plans and to be able to lay out the way the electrical system will work throughout the house or the business or the commercial building.
Okay. So that's a journeyman. Well, you know, because I've always heard that. Mother, I'm a journeyman. Okay.
It's an experience level.
It's an experience level. Yeah. Okay, well, what comes after journeyman?
A master, I would assume.
Okay.
And a lot of times you'll see people then will go into their own businesses, start their own electrical companies, grasp the entrepreneurial dream, which is something else we want to encourage.
Oh, sure.
So we want to tell these people they can still pursue business dreams if that's what they want. But learning a trade allows them to always have a profession. No matter where they go, no matter what age they are, they can always do something like this. And if they aspire then to go to college and to get a business degree so they can better promote their business, then that's awesome.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking with Joe Comente, who is the Chief Executive Officer.
Okay. You can, whatever name you want to give me, I'm all over it.
Executive Director of the Builders Exchange. And they're talking about they're starting, they have classes out there to be able to train young men and women into the trades.
Yes.
Which if you've got, you know, if you're not sure what you want to do, having a trade that you can fall back on, I mean, it's absolutely imperative.
Okay. The first thing that crosses my mind right now is that, you know, I'm a 70s girl. Yeah, we're going to take a break in a second. But let me just finish my thought here. So, you know, I'm a 70s girl, and so they had workshop. And a lot of those kids in workshop, maybe not really excelled in school so much, but they were doggone good at what they did with wood and metal. And
mechanics.
So you don't have that anymore. So this is a perfect opportunity. Let's say you have a nephew or a kid or a neighbor, and they're just not getting their, they're not finding their fit. This is an opportunity here that I think everyone needs to pay attention to. We're going to talk more about that with Joe when we get back here off with our break here on KCNR 1460. U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, 8:17 in the morning, 605-4567 is our number. It's 52 degrees out there, going up to 76 today. This portion of the show brought to you by A Trade, Alliance Heating and Air, and it's a trade owned by a veteran. Been in the business up here in the North State for over 20 years. Any type of HVAC, any type of heating or cooling system they can work on, fix, repair, reinstall, anything Martin and his people can do. Not only that, but now it's starting to get cold. So now if you've gotten through the summer and you've thought, oh, okay, everything's great. What about having that heaters? What about having that heaters filters checked? How about making sure the air ducts are clean? What if it doesn't start? You need to have Alliance come on out, do a check of your system there, clean it out, make sure it's well and healthy and ready to go for the winter. Give them a call at 221-2642. In fact, they're going to be coming to our house hopefully this week. And check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. And we're here speaking of trades and businesses and professions that you can work at and make a very comfortable living, is Joe Comente, who is the executive director of Shasta Builders Exchange.
Yes.
So, and you say, when we left, we were talking about that you got classes for electricians. Mm-hmm. What's the a guy by the name of Billy Bob calls in a lot. And he's always got really great things to say. But one of the things he talks about is how the city, since we can't do login a lot anymore, and we can't do, the different things have been just shut down and all this, that the construction industry has always been big in Reading, Shasta County. But in the last 5 or 6 years, it's been not so big.
Well, in the last 5 or 6 years, the economy's been such that we've all been hoping and praying that we could make it through. So, and I think we're through that. And I think a lot of, for our organization specifically, we had a retool, we had a reboot. We had to eliminate some of the assets that we were holding because they were just too expensive. So
I think that you look at a whole economic picture. And one of the things that we try to do is work very closely with economic development. Because if you bring businesses in, businesses bring people who need buildings, people who need homes, people who need shops to go to. There's a lot of construction that follows. And one of the challenges that I've seen in the community, kind of coming in from the outside in terms of this position, although I've been here for many years, was that organizations weren't necessarily always working together. And I have developed a very good relationship with the EDC, with Mark and Hope, and as well as the Chamber and Board of Realtors, Shasta Voices. So our goal is to really help drive economic development. As you drive economic development, construction becomes very important. And it becomes a major economic driver in terms of producing good quality jobs. It's kind of the mindset now.
Right. I keep hearing, you know, I know Mark and Hope have been on the show several times, and Mark said there's been times that he literally put his head down on his desk because they thought we had something signed. Right. But it just takes us a little something happening, a little blip in Europe, and everybody stops for a minute. Some of the things that we've seen, though, around here is like the 3M just backed off.
Right.
The Churn Creek Bottom quit.
Right.
There's been a couple others that people have been, you know, people are fighting it. And my question to Larry Lees and Kurt Starman was, at what point do businesses that are moving in here take a good look at, gee, can I move in there without the people turning on us and forcing us to loop through hoops that nobody else will make us do? Do you think that's a big
I do, and I'm not being critical. California has a lot of restrictions, and oftentimes we think it's the local jurisdictions that are doing this, and it's not. And there's a lot of rules and regulations that oversee housing and development. But they're not insurmountable. And I think, again, it's a matter of everybody working together, understanding the situations we face, using the resources we have, and all kind of pushing in the same direction. Now, I realize that's cliche, but oftentimes cliches have a basis in truth. It's a matter of everyone looking and saying, okay, what do we need? Just walk down the street here and you know we need economic development, because a lot of the problems that we're seeing, the lack of police officers, the drugs, the human trafficking, all this happens because you have a less than vibrant economic base. These things never disappear. That's the social world in which we live. But the more you develop economically, the better your community. And I think we have to look at it and say everybody has skin in the game. So regardless of the fact that you work for a government entity, one of the responsibilities of that government entity, and I think they do a good job, is to look and say, okay, but what can I do given the process that I have to follow? What can I do to encourage that economic development take place? One of the great things the city's done is they recently hired a gentleman to replace Bill Nagel. This gentleman, Larry Vapal, and I apologize, Larry, if I said your name incorrectly, but everybody does that with mine. It's okay. He hasn't.
Did I get closest?
You did a really good job. Yes, you did a great job.
Okay, good.
He has an economic development background. So not only has he worked in the public sector, but he worked in the private sector so that he understands what it's like for that business person or that developer sitting on the other side of the table for whom time is truly and literally money that we have to expedite. So to me, the process is starting to work. And it's a matter, again, of the economy getting better, which has gotten better, and everybody saying, this is the vision we have for the future of the community. What do we all have to do to make sure we achieve that vision?
All right. So this, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Joe Comente. He's here with the building, Shasta Builders Exchange. We're talking about a training program, too, and I love this economic development that you're talking about. I went to your website, very nice website. I encourage people to go to sbtrainingcenter.com is what we're talking about. In the electrical, the California law requires how many hours to become an electrician? You get your training here. You want to go to work. How many hours do you have to have to say, I can work for you?
We have 8 semesters. I don't know exactly how many hours, but we have. It's a 4-year program, 8 semesters long.
Okay. And so you guys are offering this, is
yes.
what you're saying. So somebody's looking for a trade. This is a perfect trade. You'll always, always have be an electrician, like you'll always be a plumber. This is not something, I mean, you can be 65, 75 and still be an electrician.
Yes, and one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to attract more women to the trades. And although women certainly can perform any trade at any level, the electrical trade is, it's intellectual. I mean, you have to be pretty smart.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you can start fires or electrocute yourself. Uh-huh. It isn't as heavy as, say, framing or roofing
mm-hmm.
might be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great profession, and we really are trying to encourage women to do that. Shasta College has done a great job in getting women in welding, and one of the goals we have is to bring women into our program. We have as yet to get a woman into our program, but we are trying very diligently.
We're still looking at it. For 4 years, is that every day all?
No, they go. The training's held one night a week, every other week right now.
Right.
We do that to accommodate most of these men are working full time.
Okay.
And that's something that we like. It's not something that's necessary, and it's not necessarily the target we're going after. But these men are currently in the field working every day. We want to make sure we accommodate their schedule so they can continue to work and continue to fund their education.
Okay.
You also have seminars. Let's talk about a little bit. If you go to the website, forklift operation certification.
Yes.
I don't know what the HAZ-WOPR 40-hour thing is.
It's a hazmat, how to deal with hazardous materials.
Wow. Flagging certification.
Flagging certification.
Now women are really getting into this.
Yes. And we just
because it pays good bucks.
Yeah, no, it really does. It's a very important job, obviously. That traffic control is very important. And it's always nice to have a smiling face if you've been waiting in traffic for a while, that when you go by someone smiling and waving at you, kind of diffuse some of the anger you may
yeah.
be feeling.
A buckhorn for an hour waiting to see if you're... So, hopefully, if you're not driving a muscle car and you're going to just... There's no air conditioning, it's going to heat up and that's it.
Right.
But anyway.
So we offer that. We offer CPR. And we're always looking at other... We work very closely with Small Business Development Corporation. As a matter of fact, they're housed in the same building we are. And we do that by design because we think that's an important element. They provide valuable services to small businesses at no charge. And most businesses don't know that you can go and have a marketing plan put together or you can go through your financials. And they'll do it all at no charge. They also do seminars there for that. For financial planning, for building a business plan, for building a marketing plan. So we're really trying to bring the business community and encourage that entrepreneurial spirit because the success in this country has always been predicated on entrepreneurs and men and women who are willing to take that risk and develop a business. Very much like you guys did.
Well, here's a question for you. We just went to the Harvest of Hope event Friday night or Saturday night. It was very interesting because there were two guys there. One's getting out of the program. You know, they've had to go through these programs at the mission. The guy who was the speaker, though, he just went through his life and how he finally got this long record expunged. You know, there's something to be said about placing these people who have fallen into... maybe heroin based or meth, and they just are trying to clean their lives up. They keep falling back into it. To get this, there's pride in work. And this might be for our listeners to think about some kind of connection here to when these people are getting out of prison that are looking to, how do they get back into the real world? Well, this is a great place to get experience.
Yes, and we are trying to encourage that. Our master trainer is Jay Gibson of Gibson Heating and Air, who's been a longtime member. And that's one of his primary goals, is to help us develop that. Because you're right, these people come out of these programs, but if you don't put them in a better system, they just fall right back into what they were doing. And we'd like to be able to teach them a trade. Obviously, they've shown the initiative that they want to get better. But, the old saying, you put a good person in a bad system, the system wins every time. If they don't have a place to go, they're going to end up right back where they were. So, absolutely, we want to encourage. And, again, that's almost a viral message. That's about getting the message out to all the organizations, which we're in the process of doing, and saying, hey, please, send these people in. Let them interview for a position to see if this is something they want to do. And we'll work with them however we can to get them enrolled in a training program, even if it's a flagging program or a CPR program or a forklift program, something that allows them to get back into and be productive members of our society.
We're here with Joe Comente, who is Executive Director of the Shasta Builders Exchange, and we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to ask you the question is, what shortages do we have in the trade industry, just right here and then in Northern California, maybe even the United States? You'll probably have a good idea about that. But hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Wind River. And on November 3rd, Linda's going to be singing
Thursday,
out there
November
the first
3rd.
Thursday, and she's going to have her band out there and maybe a couple surprises.
Joe Larson will be our guest, and I believe we're going to have Scott Lewis sing some wonderful songs for us as well. So come out and join us. It's a wonderful night from 7 to 9. You'll enjoy the best steak and lobster in town.
For, I think it was $19.99 last time I looked.
It's a great deal. Everybody loves it.
Or it was $21.95. Yeah. That's what it was. But it's absolutely fabulous. But join us. Have a good time. You can dance. You can drink. You can just have a good time.
243-3377 for reservations.
Okay. We'll be right back with Joe Comente.
Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Joan Arma Trading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse. Joan Arma Trading at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460, 53. Oh, yeah. Now, see, this would be a fun concert. Are you kidding me? I would probably never sit down. Oh, yeah. 8:33 in the morning here on KCNR, 1460. It's the 19th. Of October. Take a breath, right in the middle of the month there. Going to be, our highs today are going to be 76, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 54. Tuesday calls for 82, Tuesday night 57, Wednesday calls for a high of 84, And so there we go. We've got two tickets right now. We would just want to little surprise you, a little wonderful Monday surprise. First caller is going to get tickets to, go ahead, Carl. Da-da-da-da.
Historic Hawes Farms, Concerts in the Country, October 17th and the 24th. It looks like we missed the 17th, but we have the 24th. And these are two free tickets. And you can open, it's 6 acres of corn to explore, 17 acres of pumpkins to pick. And if you want these tickets, just give us a call at 605-4567.
I think we've already gotten them.
Okay,
yeah,
we have
before
those.
Before you even mention the number.
Okay.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, October 24th, Summer Chappelle.
That's right, Summer Chappelle.
Our very own Summer Chappelle. Can't wait to see what happens with The Voice.
On The Voice, that's right.
Of course, they have to be sworn to secrecy, so she's going to be performing, and we won't know what's happening yet. Congratulations, Wade. You've won the tickets. Won the tickets. There you go. Have a good time. Sarah, you're calling to say hi.
Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold, the Cheers of Barbershops is right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Also for veterans, Five Star Bank, as usual, is sponsoring a veterans program here, along with Shasta Land Services and Curbs Outfitters, a veteran hunt. That's right. For veterans, it's going to occur October 31st and the 1st of November. You're going up to Tule Lake. The refuge has granted access to the hunt area, and you will have a fully guided hunt. It includes decoys, blinds, boats, lodging at the Winnemott Lodge up there to the lake, food and drinks. You also hunt on Sunday morning. Everybody's going to get together on Saturday morning on the 31st and carpool up there. And this is a way to, this is Five Star Bank and the waterfowl, California waterfowl, and Shasta Land and Curbs to say thank you to veterans. Give them a call at 305-9234. That's 305-9234. Again, brought to you by, sponsored by Five Star Bank, Shasta Land Services, and Curbs Outfitters. Okay, cool. We're here with Joe Comente, the Executive Director of the Shasta Building Exchange. And when we left, I'd ask you a question. What kind of shortages are we facing right now in the Redding Shasta County area?
And the biggest challenge that I've heard is framers. There aren't enough framers to do all the framing that's taking place right now.
What's a framer do?
A framer is the person who comes in, lays out, after the, in this case they do pads, after the pad is poured, they lay out all the sticks.
Okay.
So they're the ones that build the walls, they're the ones that build the interior walls, are the ones that run the roof trusses. For the most part, it's roof trusses, not cut roofs. They sheet the roofs, they sheet the walls. They're the framers.
They're the framers. They frame everything in there. They've got to be able to read the blueprints.
Yep.
They've got to be able to measure.
They've got to lay things out.
Lay things out.
So the drywallers can actually drywall and the roofers can actually roof. And,
okay. So
drywalling is huge.
Okay. So I'm a drywaller. If you give me enough pieces of drywall, I can get it in there.
Hey, something.
Sometimes when I cut, and I have to, but if I have to go over my head, I sometimes reverse it. So I'm going, why doesn't this fit? Why doesn't this fit?
Something else, Joe, on your website that I want to drive people to the website, Shasta Builders Exchange. You're going to find about the training, the job sites, facilities, how to look for a contractor. But you've got something very interesting here: construction boot camp.
Yeah. Yeah, that is something that we don't currently offer right now, but we're in the process of bringing that back. No, it's a great program.
Wow.
And it's an intensive program. And as we're restructuring and looking at what we can afford to do and what we can't afford to do, that is a primary focus. So I'm actually very glad you brought that up, because we do want to offer that again. We're looking for instructors. We're always looking for instructors that can handle a program like that. So right now, because of the way we repositioned ourselves, we kind of had to take a few steps back to now go forward. We focused on the electrical program. We're looking at boot camp. We're looking at carpentry, and we're looking at plumbing. So we're very much invested in getting all these programs up and running. We have to do them in a fashion that we can afford to do and in a timeline that we can afford to do, but they are all priorities for us.
Well, going back to the electrical, your training, how old do you have to be?
Usually 18. Most of our current members are older than that because, again, they're out in the trades, and they run anywhere from 20s into their late 30s to early 40s, depending on where they are in their career and what next step they want to take.
Okay.
We also offer a discount for veterans. We're not in a position yet to take any funding because of the dynamic
The VA.
But we offer a 20% discount on tuition to all veterans.
Okay, we're short of framers here in Shasta County. Nationwide, I know there's a shortage of truck drivers, which is another job that somebody can pick up and make a decent wage out of. But what are the things are we short of? Throughout the nation, I would imagine that we're running into problems everywhere.
And we are running into problems everywhere. The challenge is, as we discussed early on, is we've become a nation of academics, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But this country was built on people who brought their lunch to work in a pail. And we really have to get back to that. So I think all the trades, if you're a young person looking for a career move, any of the trades would be valuable because there are literally millions of jobs across the country. As the infrastructure ages in this country, and it is aging, there are going to be people who need to build bridges, and there are going to be people who need to build roads and commercial buildings and then residential homes and all the infrastructure that comes with a great society. There's a lot of building that has to take place, and we need people who can do that.
Let me use as a quick example here somebody that was on the very first show, the very first episode of Blue Collar Millionaires by the name of Boyce Muse. And Boyce started out as a concrete pourer and he and his wife, his beautiful wife, and they mortgaged their house.
Joan,
yeah. She and Joan. She cashed in, I think, all of her 401 to get them started. And then there was
high school
a piece
sweetheart
of machinery there that cost more than their house. They mortgaged the house to get that piece of machinery that allowed them to pour more. And there he is, 20-something years later, at the head of Muse Concrete. And they work all over California.
Right.
He has built this, and by the way, he is still working hard at it too. But he's built this great business because of looking at something says I can do that, and I can do that better.
Absolutely, and I think that's such a fantastic story because he was a 16 or 17 year old laborer who really looked at the profession and said, I can do this, and here's how I'm going to do it. And again, going back to that whole entrepreneurial concept.
Yeah, and people can do that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And that is what this country is really built on. If you look at the larger corporations, they're all international corporations now. It's the entrepreneurs that help build any community, certainly our community.
Well, you know, I think that the backbone of America is small business.
Absolutely.
So what we need to do is train them. Now, how do you get young people? Since Linda was right, you don't have shop anymore, and you don't have you don't have mechanic, or auto, what was it called?
Auto shop.
You don't have shop.
You can weld.
You don't have those. I mean, you have them at a community college level, and I guess they could go do that, but how do you wrap your arms around this by saying, you know what, it's really good if you go to Harvard and you get a job, and you get a job that pays you $20,000 a year because it's some kind of esoteric type of degree you have, like yours and mine in political science.
Yeah.
So you go in the military or you learn a trade. How do you get into the schools? Are you all allowed to talk to them?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, we're going. STEM is doing a large event this Friday over at the fairgrounds. And we will have a booth there talking to ninth graders. We actually have a little handout that we'll give them, which talks about there'll be 3 million jobs out there that companies are trying to fill and can't, and then talk about our electrical program. So, yes, that's one of our targets, is to go after the high schools and let them know we have this opportunity available for you, and you really should seriously look at it. The key that I think is so important is to really tie it into the fact that you can be a successful business person doing this. You can certainly take the trade to whatever level you want, but if at some point in time you want to have your own business, you can have that entrepreneurial American dream, and you can do it because you know a trade. And there are lots of examples that as we just discussed, of that happening, especially in our community.
And when the construction takes off again, it's going to be Right now they're making deals on, you know, like 400 or 500 houses being built in places. And I mean, that's just good for us.
Absolutely.
When I say us, being the community and the city and everybody, it helps. We're going to take a quick break here with Joe Comente, who is executive director of the Shasters Builder Exchange, talking about how they're reaching out to our high school students and others to say, we can help you gain a trade. And there's going to be 3 million
jobs available
here in the coming time, and that people can't fill because there are no plumbers, there are no electricians, there are no framers, there's no roofers, unless, of course, we open the borders totally and see what happens. Okay, we'll be right back after. we'll be right back after these messages.
That's a big one. That's a landmine we don't want to step on, right?
Trade School at the Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides the training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trade. According to the United States Department of Labor, electricians will be one of the top 20 fastest-growing occupations over the next decade. Trade School offers an electrical trainee program accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The program has been an industry leader for over 10 years and is authorized by the state of California. The electrical trainee program is now accepting applications. This program offers evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. This program provides hands-on training and graduates finish at the journeyman level. Be one of the few state-registered electrical trainees who are legal to work in Northern California. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Don't wait. Enroll now. To learn more about the electrical trainee program at the Trade School at the Shasta Builders Exchange, call 222-1917 or email training@shastabe.com.
Electrical orientation and registration is October 29th. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Parandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 19th of October. 52 degrees, going up to 76 today. This portion show brought to you by View 202, the only restaurant on the river. It has Sunday brunch with Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of music right now.
That's right. She'll be singing there from 11 to 1 on next Sunday. But if you're saying, well, I can't make it for brunch, well, guess what? She'll be back and be singing from
six. A double day.
She's doing a double day out of U202.
With a whole different ensemble on the nighttime show.
It's a different sound, a different group, and you get to watch the sun go down when you're out there. It's going to be beautiful. And, of course, there's heaters out there in case for some people get cold or dine inside. But it's a great event, and I think everybody could have a good time.
Fire pits.
You need to give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations. So next Sunday, it'll be 11 to 1, and from 6 to 8, all of you 202.
Hey, Joe Comente is our guest today. We're talking about jobs and a builder's exchange. Something that I think that that's a headline I really want to kind of share with our listeners before we go back, because a lot of times people get fired or they're trying to figure they're in a transition. You know, a lot of times you could turn bad into good. Well, a story that happened out of Sacramento, my hometown, about a woman's groom-to-be canceled a wedding at the very last minute. So the headlines called for an abruptly canceled wedding in Sacramento, California, ended up providing an opportunity for one family to give the city's homeless population a fantastic meal. $35,000 event at the hotel that we've stayed at down there. It's really wonderful. You know, you've got it booked. It's already done. Catering's already done. So what they just did is opened it up for anybody who wanted a meal, and I just think that was fantastic. The honeymoon, the mom took off with the daughter to Belize where they were supposed to do the honeymoon. In the meantime, they said, at least we can look back and think, hey, you know what? The wedding didn't happen. Reception didn't happen, but we fed a whole bunch of homeless people. Just got to say, I think that was pretty cool.
Well,
hats off to that. That was a story for the day for me.
Okay, well, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Joe, glad to hear what you're doing out there at the Exchange. I was a member for over 10 years. Great, great organization.
Thank you.
My point on your political action is the fact that if there's any wherewithal that your organization could put pressure on the city and the county to suspend and put a moratorium on their impact fees, there are hundreds of inner city lots that are just sitting there, one, you know, a vacant lot in and amongst other homes. All the impacts have been paid for, and they're just sitting there, and they're still demanding these high impact fees for lots that have already been paid for. That would springboard this construction business, which Carl mentioned is the backbone of this area, since our manufacturing is zero. And again, Carl, I wanted to mention that on Sovereign Minds, Hour 2, you have to go back to the archives. I don't know if you've heard about it. But Linda Kemp put together an interview with Ted Nugent.
I heard it.
Nuge?
The Nuge.
Unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, that has to be, Bob has to download that or something and send it to any politician that we can get it to. That interview was just unbelievable. So thank you and your station for giving me that breath of air. So
well, you know, we came in and recorded that on I think it was a Thursday or Friday, and yeah, the Nuge came in and kind of really kept things loose. And then I wasn't able to listen to it while they were doing it, but I was listening to it Sunday. And I didn't get the first part. And so somebody's saying it's about, they should be taken out and fired and all this. I'm thinking, I know what show this is, but who is this? And then as soon as you heard him talking some more, you knew it was Ted Nugent. So it was quite the show.
Oh, it was, and everybody has to dig back through your archives. Second hour of Sovereign Minds yesterday. Unbelievable. And if that isn't everything in a nutshell, I'll tell you what. So again, thank you and your station. Plus one more thing, let's see, what was it? I was working for Hat Creek Construction down there on the veterans home a couple, 3 years ago, and half the crew is Hispanic. They 40, 50 of guys in landscape, 40, 50 guys in concrete. Clark Construction was the general, but they all came out of Sacramento, and there was more than 70% Hispanic out there. So, again, I don't know if we've lost that game, but, again, thank you for the Nugent interview. I'll let you guys go.
All right. Thanks, Billy Bob.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Are we starting to see that up there? Hispanics coming into the area?
I haven't noticed it any more than in any other area. We're trying to find people, qualified people to do the work.
Yeah.
I don't think we really look at
qualified as qualified.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a gender thing. It's not a race thing.
Right. Exactly.
It's just a qualified thing.
Yeah. Right.
That's true. Up to
legally.
The point
yeah.
that if they're here illegally, then they're taking a job away from somebody that may be here legally. And there's where my problem is.
And that's a significant issue.
It's a significant issue.
That and hopefully somebody will address. The politicians all talk about it.
Yeah.
It becomes great sound pieces, but.
It does. And, you know, we've had programs instituted before where they could bring people across the border for specific jobs. And then they were paid and they went back home after the job was over. You know what? If we can't find the people to do it, instead of just stopping everything, I can see that. I mean, sure. I can see bringing people in and, you know, that with permission and paying them a good wage and a place to stay in us and then send them back. I don't see any problem with that. I don't think a lot of people. We used to have programs like that. Anyway, okay. Shortages and these that you do get to go talk to the high schools and
that's part of our marketing plan
right.
is to get out. It is again this program has been in place for many, many years. The Builders Exchange has a storied history on doing things like this. We're trying to get back to those basics and get in front of high school students and get out at like this STEM program coming up on Friday to let young people know not only can you learn a trade, but there is a business venue that can be added to that so you can achieve that entrepreneurial spirit if that's in fact what you want to do.
3 million jobs out there.
Right
and
now.
These are jobs that this is not your $5 an hour job.
No.
I mean, when's the last time you had a plumber
to make
come
a
to
good
your
living.
House? Oh my gosh,
yeah.
It was like and when he comes in, the only thing he does is he tightens down the faucet for you. And I went,
but he knows how to do it correctly.
Well, no, he just screwed it in because it had come loose. And
but
I
he
went,
knows how to do it correctly.
And it was all these leaks, and I went.
He's not going to strip
said,
it.
I said, that's it? Honey, you just screwed it in. I mean, I could have done it. You know what? Snooki could have done it if she got up there. And I looked at it, and I went.
We don't want to discourage that.
No,
and
no,
and I looked at it, and I looked
no.
at him, and he goes, okay, I won't charge the whole amount.
But there's a great opportunity.
Well, that's when people know what they're doing, though.
And there's always a need for that.
$65, $75 bucks an hour.
Oh, yeah, no,
getting out there because they can.
Yes, and it's a skill you learn, and you should be compensated for the levels you achieve of knowledge in that skill.
Absolutely. Does that work for
radio
people?
I was just going to say we had a water heater fail out at the house, and a guy came out and pointed out that it was incorrectly installed, and had it failed catastrophically, probably would have taken out our floor and flooded most of the house. So it pays to have it done right.
Well, wait a minute. That's a good question. I mean, I've actually had contractors come out that we've had to do things. And they've looked at the work done before, and they go, and I mean, their eyes get big, and it's, oh, my God, how did this happen? Those kind of things. How do you know you've got a good guy?
One of the things we want to do, and we will do it immediately, is to get out to the public and let them know that you really do need a licensed contractor, and that there is a contractor state licensing board here in the state that hands out information about how qualified these people are. There is licensing they need to go through. Our members, we check to make sure that they're adequately licensed. So that's a major problem, and people really do have to shop. You know, people shop for everything, but when it comes to home repairs, they often don't. And they look at, oh, this guy's so much less expensive, he must be okay. Not necessarily the case. It is something you really have to investigate, and we will assist you with that.
So if I called you and said, hey, I need a major plumbing work here, and it's Joe's Plumbing. What do you know about these guys? Will you tell me that?
I would tell you. I don't.
Would you tell me there's been complaints about them?
If I have that information, certainly I will send you to the Contractor State Licensing Board and the investigative person there to give you information.
Okay.
So we.
I think that's really important.
I know it is very important
because you know, and then you hear the jokes. How do you get a contractor to stop calling you? You know about a job is you hire him and then you never see him again.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, it's an old joke. So if you've got somebody coming in, you really want to check because some of these can be, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 jobs.
Absolutely.
You want to have somebody there that's going to be
and
there.
We have an older community where it's a little easier for them to get deceived, and certainly we don't
We don't want that. We handle questions every day
about
the quality of contractors. And again, we filter our members, and they are the best of the best in the area.
Okay. Now, how do people get a hold of you, Joe?
It's easy. In terms of the trade school, just go to email training at ShastaBE.com. You can call us at 530-222-1917.
Training at ShastaBE.com.
Yes.
And the phone number is 222-1917. You can learn a trade there. They're training people right now to be electricians. And if one of the things that you might want to think about is REU, who is always looking for electricians, is paying good good salaries there.
We're located right across the street from them now, so we have a very good relationship with them.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Joe, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Joe Comenti.
Executive Director of the Shasta Builders Exchange. With a lot, you know what? It's something to talk to your kids about. I mean, seriously, about if you don't know what you want to do, is that here's a chance to learn a trade.
Absolutely.
And then from there, you can go on.
Absolutely.
Okay, everybody, we'll join us tomorrow morning. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. If you have a drone, looks like you'll have to register it with the government. The feds will reportedly be ordering registration of all drone aircraft. It was a nest of Taliban activity. That's what the acting Afghan defense minister is saying about that hospital that was bombed by the U.S. a couple of weeks ago.
There were firing coming from the vicinity of the hospital. There were people inside there. Some of those people who were injured from the Taliban and others fighters, they were taken into that hospital. There were people from the Taliban within that hospital to looking after that.
22 people were killed in the airstrikes. Doctors Without Borders insist there were no armed people in the hospital at the time of the attack. A new toll shows the stampede that struck the Hajj last month in Saudi Arabia killed more than 2,100 people. Independent reviews conclude that State Department security during Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State